I want to return this duck.
Why?
It's very annoying. It just says the same thing over and over again. Go ahead, say it. Say it. Just one, say it. I just...
What about him?
If you're hurt in Jaguar, you get cash for bills, rent, food from Affleck. Okay.
Affleck.
If you're hurt in Jaguar,
this is much better. At least I learned something.
We don't feel like we even have to tell you who that was. You can tell by his voice. And when you see him, you could always tell by his look, right? Constantly squinting. But at the age of 67, word just came down in the last hour. This is essentially breaking news that the comedian Gilbert Gottfried has passed away. Richard Krause is going to join us in just a moment. But it wasn't that long ago that Gottfried was on with John Moore on Moore in the Morning. Here's a clip from that discussion in 2020.
I always liked doing voiceovers and cartoons, and it's amazing that, you know, people's kids like them, and I, you know, it's just like I do a voice for this PBS cartoon called Cyber Chase, and parents will say to me, "Oh, my kids learned so much from that," and I think that's so weird because I was a horrible student.
Now, Richard Krause, host of Pop Life, joins us live to talk about the passing of Gilbert Gottfried. Richard, how are you feeling? You saw him not too long ago.
Yeah, just 3 weeks or so ago, we saw him at the Paradise Theater on Bloor Street. He did a couple of shows spread over a couple of days. And, you know, it was pure, unadulterated Gilbert Gottfried. The most recent reference that he made in any of his jokes was Chico Marx, a film star who hasn't made a movie since 1949. He told a mix of old jokes, new jokes, and had the place literally slapping their knee from the very second he walked out on stage to the very second he left the stage about an hour later. He was frail. I didn't realize how frail at the time, but it was just such a treat to see him. He was a consummate club performer, and to see him in his element like that, there was singular. There's no other comedian quite like Gilbert Gottfried.
With Richard Krause, as we remember Gilbert Gottfried, who passed away today at the age of 67. And Richard, I mean, I remember the Aflac commercials. I think we've all gone down YouTube rabbit holes. I want to say, and I was saying to Reshmi in the commercial break, that I can't remember the storyline, but I have a vivid memory of Gilbert making a guest appearance on Married with Children. So you can only imagine what...
You can only imagine. I mean, listen to the movies. He was in Beverly Hills Cop, two, Problem Child, Look Who's Talking To. But the classic performance, if you were sitting around the house tonight and you want to go down a YouTube rabbit hole, make sure the kids are asleep or at least put earplugs in their ears and find a movie called The Aristocrats.
Yes.
And The Aristocrats is a documentary all about one joke told many different ways by many different comedians. And it is known as the filthiest joke ever told. And Gilbert Gottfried's performance of this joke in this movie is something to behold. Let's just say that. And he told it at the first big comedy gathering after 9/11 in New York City. Told it in front of a packed and I think slightly shocked audience. And there's just this great moment where you see it in the audience. They're like, I don't know if this is funny or not. And then everyone bursts out laughing. And it was described later as the moment that brought comedy back to New York City. Gilbert Gottfried on stage telling the most, and I cannot stress this enough, this is not a joke for kids, the most filthy joke ever told. And of course, Gilbert did it brilliantly.
Richard, what would be the appropriate way to classify Gilbert's stand-up style? Because we just came across his passing here like everybody else not too long ago, within the last half hour or so. And I immediately thought of Bob Saget, who of course was Danny Tanner on Full House, but was grotesquely blue at times on stage. Was Gilbert Gottfried a so-called blue comic?
He could be. Certainly the joke that he closed the show with when I saw him a few weeks ago was not one that you would be able to tell on the radio. And it absolutely brought the place down when we saw it. So there was a real mix with him of old school, corny kind of jokes that you would expect to have heard maybe, you know, in vaudeville, butted up against some, you know, really incisive kind of modern humor with old school references, maybe. But he wasn't afraid to push the envelope and be a little rude, work a little blue. And, you know, there was just something about that delivery, that kind of rat-a-tat-tat delivery that he had. And he would do impressions, but really weird impressions. On stage, and it was just one joke after another, after another, after another, and they were kind of all over the place, but that was his style. I think it was this great scattergun approach to comedy that showed that, you know, it's that kind of thing. If you didn't like this one, wait 5 seconds because there's going to be another joke coming right along that you'll probably like. That is something that gets honed from working in comedy clubs for decades. I have an interview, which I'll be posting, that I did with him a few years ago. It's a 45-minute long interview, and he talks about having started comedy when he was 15 years old. He used to sneak into clubs when he was 15 years old and try and get stage time. So, you know, after 52 years of being on stage from the time he was 15 up until just, you know, a few weeks ago when he passed away, before he passed away at the age of 67, he learned a thing or two, and that was how to keep the jokes coming fast and furious.
Does that comedy style die with him then, Richard? When you think about the 21st century and what's mm-hmm. allowed and not allowed on stage, on streaming services, are you going to see that kind of stuff still without Gilbert Gottfried?
I wonder. He was certainly fearless. And I think fearlessness is the hallmark of a great comedian. You know, for my money, comedians are one of the last bastions where you can get up and use satire and say things that other people won't, as long as it's funny. And Gilbert was always funny and unafraid to put himself out there. And it cost him. It cost him the Affleck gig, which was a huge moneymaker for him. And literally all he had to do was squawk like the Affleck duck, you know, once or twice a year in a studio. And he made a fortune off doing it, but he lost that gig because of a joke that he told. And after it was all said and done, and in this interview that I'll release on my Twitter feed in a little while, we talk about it. And I as memory serves, I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but as memory serves, I asked him, would you do it again? And he said, it's funny. It was a funny joke. So yeah, I'd do it again.
We'll look forward to that interview, Richard. Certainly be looking forward to it on your Twitter account. Thanks so much for taking some time here. The breaking news, Gilbert Gottfried has passed away at the age of 67. Always appreciate the chat.
And thanks for having me. And you guys sound great. Welcome to News Talk 1010.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Richard Krause, host of Pop Life.